recently, we paid a couple of visits to a couple of other cities doing amazing things on cargo bikes. First of all, we went down to Bristol for the Bristol Relief Trials. These relief trials are part of a global movement, and it's all about disaster relief. The course was set up around Bristol city centre, and Pedal Collective, Rob, John and Rob and the team had set up some tasks for us to complete, so we had to go through to loads of different checkpoints, very similar to Alley Cat kind of cycle orienteering kind of tasks. We had to go to communication checkpoints, medical checkpoints, collect a load of things, cycle around the city. It took about 3.5-4 hours, possibly 5. It felt like 8. It was pretty hard work. I chose to do it on Steve, the manual bullet with non-electric assistance. And I was also companioned with Matt from Kurt on the Isle of Wight, also on a manual bullet. So we were fully tasked together to get round the course. It was amazing. The start point, or the mission headquarters, was a Left-Handed Giant brewery in Bristol. Really cool place. They've got an amazing bar right in the city centre as well. I think they might have a couple. And it was a great opportunity to meet up with lots of cargo bikers. Highly recommend that if you've not seen it. I'm sure Bristol will be doing it again next year. It was a fantastic event. More recently, however, and definitely since the beginnings of the Cargo Bike podcast, we travelled over the Little Hill over to Sheffield to meet up with Feral Express. Feral Express are a new collective of cargo bikers in Sheffield that have set up a new service as a cargo bike operator, and delivering for businesses and organisations in and around the Sheffield area. Very similar to the Bristol Disaster Relief Trials, it was all about completing tasks, but on this occasion it was a cargo cat, taken directly from the Alley Cat movement. I've been led to believe, and I've not checked it out yet, so maybe you can check it out in advance of us sharing. There's loads of footage from Alley Cats from around the world, notably in New York. I think they come across as the craziest video footage for the Alley Cats. And it's very similar to the Disaster Relief Trials in that there are tasks to complete around a course. In these instances, it was about going to cafes, going to post boxes. We had to take pictures for evidence. I don't know Sheffield very well. If you know Sheffield well and you're listening to this, you will know that it is absolutely peppered with multiple hills. I'm not a stranger to hills. We live in Macclesfield. It is also very hilly around Macclesfield and Bollington. And on multiple occasions, you'll be able to see on our social media, I have ridden cargo bikes, both manual and electric, and having had an electric where we've run out of battery, fully loaded, over to Buxton. So the Cat and Fiddle is a decent sized hill to get plenty of training in. Sheffield has got lots of hills around it. Absolutely beautiful city. And the Cargo Cat was an amazing way of exploring Sheffield as a city centre. I failed the task miserably, only because I forgot my USB charging pack. I forgot my external battery. So in between the second and the third manifest, I lost all GPS ability. I don't know Sheffield as a city centre. So I had to chuck in the towel between task two and task three. I was probably about 40-45 minutes away from having completed the entire task. But I couldn't complete it because I didn't have any GPS and have any maps or sat nav to get me round the city centre. Shame, really, because I wanted to finish it legitimately. It did mean that I was first through the gate, first over the finishing line, even though I didn't finish first because I made my way back, getting directions from the checkpoint controller. Just didn't use my phone, just remembered the directions and got over to the finishing line. And it meant that I could record some of the feedback from the riders. So let's take you live into the finishing line of the 2025 Cargo Cat in Sheffield with Ferrol Express. Here we go.
Have you enjoyed it, Matt?
I've really enjoyed it.
Matt
really
from the it. Isle of Wight, Kings of Cargo, Kiat. Kiat. What's been your favourite Kurt? What's been your favourite bit, Mr. Kurt?
I really don't know the guy's name. It's a shame. But we were kind of on the same manifest and found our own way and kept meeting up and diverting and then coming back together.
Oh, amazing.
It was great fun. I just need to see if I need to check it.
Go for it. So the manifests were given out and we were told to make our own way round. I quickly realised that I went completely the wrong way round and rode the whole thing by myself. So me and Steve were riding by ourselves. Anyway, before Nat gets completely bombed...
What up?
Nat! How's he going? Here we go. So what's happening? We're at the Ferrol Express Cargo Cat.
Yes, baby.
First Ferrol Express one, but you've done lots of these things before.
I've done a few.
Yeah, yeah.
We did the big K Alley Cat last year. That was amazing. And... Fixed Queers, we've done a couple, yeah, we've done a few.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's good, yeah. And, I think that's all great.
You definitely dealt us a pretty hilly hand.
That wasn't
today.
Me, that was Baby Ben. That's all Baby Ben's. Baby Ben was the routing, and I have been the everything else of the organisation and stressed, inducing, gathering and stuff. But big shout out to Dave at Banana Industries, because this wouldn't necessarily be happening without Dave.
Mr. Loughran!
He's very kindly given us an amazing warehouse to.
And it is incredible, isn't
it's
it?
Amazing. So we're going to do some super fun cargo games there. We're going to do some hill climb, slalom.
In fact, let's wave at the security camera to Dave. Hello, Dave!
Hi, Dave.
How's it going, you big banana? Yeah, it's really good. And do you know what? What a way to tour Sheffield as a city.
Because yeah.
I don't really know Sheffield that well.
Yeah. Let's move over to the food. I've got to keep stirring.
Oh, you said food, didn't you? What have we got on food?
That is a red lentil dal. So it's all vegan, gluten-free goodness. So red lentil dal and some vegan yogurt and some pickled red onions.
Oh, sweet.
And some lime and some coriander and some flatbreads.
Because I was first through the door, does that mean I'm first in the queue?
Yeah, you can have some food. Go for it.
For the purpose of the tape, I did not win. I came between Manifest 2 and Manifest 3.
You won the People's Princess Award.
The People's Princess. I'll take that. Yeah,
we're going to award you with the Queen of Hearts Award.
Amazing.
Of the Cargo Cat.
Are you?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's awesome. I don't know what that means. Anyway, I'm happy. Taking a bit of silverware home. Yeah. Matt's arrived back. He looks.
Chat to Ben about the hilly routes.
Yeah, here we go. Where's Ben? Excuse me, this is we're just with Ben. Explain the rationale behind the hilly route.
We're in Sheffield, there's hills.
We're in Sheffield, there are hills. How many hills did you take us round?
I didn't take you up that many, it was pretty flat.
Was pretty
well,
flat.
I definitely counted at least six or seven.
Well, I kept you on the flat side of the hills, so could have been a lot meaner.
What about if I looked at the map and thought, that'll be a good way of doing it, and I took in more hills? Is there a chance that might have happened?
Probably.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And do I get any extra points for that?
No.
But mate, absolutely incredible, really enjoyed it. And well done on putting it on.
You will. I mean, hopefully everybody likes it. I'm gonna wait for them all to turn up yet.
Yeah.
We'll see. But yeah. We've had
how many riders have we got?
Fixed gear has finished 20. Fixed gear has finished first, cargo bike has finished second,
yeah,
and electric bike has finished third.
Right, mate.
Electric cargo. So
right. And that electric cargo was Matt from Kid.
Yeah. So pretty good.
So he's come all the way from the Isle of Wight and he's come third.
Yeah.
What an absolute best. Amazing, thanks Ben. Yeah. So my error was my phone died. Steve kept rolling all the way. And actually, before we go any further, I'm going to have to take a picture of Steve in the Banana Industries website whilst it's still empty. Any further thoughts, Matt? Well, now that you've come down from your euphoria of coming third.
I'm absolutely stunned at finishing third. My elbow is definitely quite sore.
Was it worth sacrificing your elbow?
Oh my God, yes. And unfortunately, I now can easily tell my arse from my elbow.
Which elbow have you shafted?
My left elbow. The spill was all on the left-hand side.
Right.
I still feel so guilty for the driver of the Mercedes who I thought was going to leap out of her skin.
Bloody hell. The danger is real at the Feral Express Cargo Cat. We've also got, like, just talking through everything, there's loads of cool stuff here as well. So Barney's got some of his bottle bags. They're a bit cool. And sling bags. Musettes, sling bags. Here he is. Can we have a chat? We're coming over. Are you ready for a natter?
Yeah.
How's it going?
I'm good. I'm not too bad, thank you.
Have you had a good day?
Yeah, it's been great. And every time I come to Sheffield, it's always a good gang. Everyone's out. It's having a nice time.
And can we... what have you got available to grab today? What's the grabbables from Barney? Another rider's just come through the gate. There we go. On a fixie.
Some bottle pouches, some now pouches, musette, tote bag, mini musettes as well.
And that's bits by B.
Yeah, B3, bits by B. All the bike bits, accessories, bags, straps, this sort of stuff.
Amazing. Go and check it out. Right, let's go and have a chat to some others. Who have we got over here? What's your opinion on today? What's your general thoughts?
It was great. I really enjoyed it.
I hear you came second.
I haven't heard anything yet.
The rumour is you came second.
That's fine.
Do you feel happy with second?
Yeah, I'm fine. I would have come first if I hadn't had problems. I had a lot of problems.
Talk us through your problems.
So on a really hilly section up to Crooks, I couldn't clip in. I'm on fixed gear, so it's kind of necessary for the momentum.
Yeah, yeah, to keep yourself
and
rolling.
My
yeah.
foot kept slipping off the pedals. And then on a downhill section, I couldn't unclip. So, like, I didn't want to break the cleats, so I couldn't put much force through them. It was really hot. It was really nasty.
Was this a mechanical challenge that you'd planned for?
No.
Whoever plans for a mechanical challenge?
I planned for, like, inner tube problems, and that was it.
Well done anyway.
Yeah.
You've done amazing.
Who's coming first then?
Well, I mean, I think you came first, actually. I was joking. The second place was fictional. I actually came through the door first, but the reality of it is I'm nowhere near first. I've still got to do the third leg. I ran out of battery.
No, I knew I was first going into third manifest because I was asking him, I was like, am I the first one here? Because he seemed really bored and I was like, you've not had interaction for a while. And he was like, yeah, you're the first one by far.
Who is the winner of the Feral Express Cargo Cat? What's your name?
Amy.
And where are you from?
Sheffield.
And how long have you been in Sheffield for?
How long have I been in Sheffield for? Most of my life.
Oh, there we go. So local knowledge pay off today?
I started cycling at the start of last summer.
Did local knowledge pay off, do you
Definitely.
Think? Yeah. Well done, Amy, anyway. Peace. Nice one. Good work. Oh, it's just great. Like, loads of people on bikes, loads of people chilling. All good fun. That is the noise from Sheffield at the Cargo Cat. Congratulations to Nat, Baby Ben, and the rest of the team at Feral Express. Go and check them out. They're on Instagram and on Facebook, I think. They may even be on Blue Sky or Twitter X. Not sure, but they're definitely on Instagram as Feral_Express. Doing brilliant things in Sheffield. They've just announced a new customer win with Daughter's Bakery on their Instagram. So congratulations for that, Nat, Baby Ben, Sammy, and the rest of the team at Feral Express. Cargo Cat was amazing. It was ace. And big shout out to Banana Industries, to Dave, Rob, and the team.
They pedal their wares. Do you like what I did there? Pedal their wares from a huge warehouse in Sheffield. They're just about to relocate to this big facility. And they're throwing out deals all the time on their website, on bananaindustries.co.uk. The latest one is a nightlight for a tenner. You can't buy a decent nightlight for a tenner. It amazes me how Dave and the team are able to do deals like this. But Dave's been in the bike industry for a long time, the mastermind behind Planet X and On One Bikes, along with Brent and a few other people that got involved as well. So yeah, go and check out bananaindustries.co.uk. I've bought loads of stuff from there previously. They've got some amazing things. They've got some wild and wonderful bits as well. Bit of a name check to Barney as well from B3 Bits by B. Barney is on Instagram at Bits by B. So it's the three B's, Bits by B, B3. And just for the purpose of the tape, let's do a demo of one of Barney's bags, which I bought at the Cargo Cat. This is what the zip sounds like. Great, let's do that again. Let's get that zip in again. Lovely. And this is what the clasp sounds like. That's it open. Closed. Do it again. Really cool bag, that. Bought it from the Cargo Cat in Sheffield. You can hear the material there. It's ripstop material. It's almost like, it's kind of like parachute material, that type of stuff. So it's slightly waterproof. Really cool bag. Go and check out Barney's stuff and his kit that he makes. It's amazing. He makes things as small as wallets and purses, and things like bottle bags to put on your bike, and messenger bags like the one that I bought. Really cool. So yeah, keep on doing that, Barney. It's ace. That's at Bits by B. And then, like I mentioned in the introduction, there's lots of community events. The Bristol Relief Trials that we joined in on earlier on this year, they go on Instagram at DRT for Disaster Relief Trials. So DRT underscore Bristol. That's at DRT underscore Bristol. Go and check out what they're doing. The event next year will be bigger, better, probably more demanding. yeah, Bristol and Sheffield both have a fair amount of hills. So congratulations, Pedal Collective, for setting up the operations there in Bristol and also introducing the disaster relief trials to Europe. The first event in Europe. All the other events had been done over in the States. So congratulations on bringing that over here. Could we potentially do as a disaster relief trial in Manchester? I'm dreaming about it. Who'd be up for that? Who'd be up for being involved? Who'd be up for being an operations centre for a disaster relief trial or a Cargo Cat in Manchester? Let me know. Shout out to the Pedal Collective for starting that in Bristol anyway, around Europe. And Pedal Collective go under the Instagram handle of at Pedal Collective Bristol. That's at Pedal Collective Bristol. And special shout out to my mate Matt from the Isle of Wight, from Kurt. That is spelt K-E-E-R-T. On Instagram it is at K-E-E-R-T, Kurt. Congratulations on coming over the finishing line as the first electric cargo bike back from the Cargo Cat in Sheffield. You did an excellent job, mate, even though you injured your arse and your elbow in the process. Congratulations. I'm going to sound this off with the ring of Matt's favourite bell in the Isle of Wight.